Simple Pleasures by the Ocean by Andrea Hammer, freelance writer and director of Artsphoria. As we drive around the circle in Atlantic City, heading up Ventnor Avenue, I roll down the window and fill my lungs with sea air. The seagulls glide overhead with their wings outstretched in power and grace. I spent my summers as a girl at my grandparents' house in Ventnor, New Jersey. Most children went to camp, but I was at the beach. The days were filled with easy pleasures, hunting for seashells, eating banana fudge ice cream, riding the waves like a fish. Then the sun-dried cascading water droplets during a delicious nap. Slipping into that half-state of semi-consciousness, I could still hear the children squealing with delight as they popped the seaweed by the edge of the ocean. Even though we were one of the first to stake out a spot on the beach early in the morning, we were also the last to pack up our gear. We would watch in amazement as the beach brigade started dragging paraphernalia home in the late afternoon. Umbrellas, towels, toys, lunch bags, suntan lotion, and lounge chairs all had to be hauled back over the sand. Gradually, the families passed barefoot back down the ramp, disappearing out of view. Now we could breathe even more deeply. The beach was all ours. To read the rest of the essay, visit artsphoria.com.